Why should Tampa get the Republican convention? Why should people be supporting this push?
Well, because, you know, Florida is the grassroots movement for the entire country right now with the current race between Marco Rubio and Charlie Crist. You've got a very strong conservative base, you know, in the state of Florida, as well as the Tea Party group, and the voters are shifting, realizing that the U.S. Constitution is first. So Tampa Bay, you know, is a great place to be.
Despite the Republican Party having elected zero African-American politicians to the House or the Senate within the past 7 years, and only three since 1935, Mr. Pinson insists that the Republican Party is the party of freedom, equality, and Martin Luther King Jr.
We're the party that stands for equal opportunity, freedom, and the American dream. We're the party that stands up for what Dr. King believes in, and what Abraham Lincoln believes in, and I'll tell you why. You've got two different avenues here. You can turn around and say you believe in social and economic justice, okay, which is a Marxist view of redistribution, or you can turn around and say, I believe in equal opportunity for everybody who comes in here that wants to be honest and work hard, okay, that can save and invest and not be called evil by the government.
WMNF also spoke with Florida State Representative Kevin Ambler.
The Republican convention coming here, why do you think it's important for Tampa?
Well, I think it's important for a number of reasons. I think, first of all, Tampa is an ideal city to be showcased for the nation in terms of its friendliness, both in its people and its facilities. We have one of the best airports in the world. That's not my opinion. That's the opinion of those that rank airports from around the world. I think that we have some of the best attractions. Certainly, we have the best weather. And so it's beyond that, though, I think Tampa also is at the core, the epicenter for the I-4 corridor, which has been the deciding area for the last three presidential races. So I think that for political reasons, it's very important to bring the area that has proven to be the epicenter in deciding elections to be the hub for deciding who the candidate is that represents the nation.
And who do you want that candidate to be?
I don't know who's emerged yet as the ultimate candidate, so I don't want to handicap or jinx anybody that is going to throw their hat in the ring. But I think we're going to have a lot of very viable candidates. Certainly Sarah Palin has expressed her interest. We're going to have Newt Gingrich. We're going to have Governor Pawlenty. There'll probably be a return of Mitt Romney and maybe Mike Huckabee as well. So I think there's going to be no shortage of good qualified candidates.
People have talked about this being a very heated election now with so much debate over health care reform, the Tea Party movement gaining steam. What is your opinion on the Tea Party movement and how that's affected national politics?
Well, I think the Tea Party movement represents a heightened level of frustration. People have decided that being apathetic, that if they don't fight for their seat at the table, they're going to end up on the menu. So I think the Tea Party represents an outlet for people to go to these meetings and feel that they have a collective voice. And Tea Parties around the nation are uniting it. The Tea Party is not so much a party. It's not another political party. As I see it as being a movement of those people who feel their government is out of touch with what the people really want. And so I think this will be an election about power to the people.